What do you think about Italy?
Before I came to Italy, I didn't really know anything about Italy besides the fact that you guys have really good food. And I knew I was studying abroad in Rome, so I knew about the Vatican. And that's kind of it. I know Italy's really pretty and shaped like a boot, and that's about it.
How would you describe a typical Italian?
From what I knew in America, I would describe a typical Italian as like someone who's very like loud, like not in a bad way, but speaks like very loud, uses their hands when they talk, like makes a lot of hand motions. And I usually think of Italians as like family oriented, so like has a lot of family and they're close to their family. And like generally in America, Italians have a like reputation for being like a little bit tanner, so they have like a little bit darker skin compared to someone who's from a different area in Europe. That's probably it. Yeah.
In your opinion, are the Italian people moms or daddy's boys?
On what I had before I came here, I guess so. I think like the stereotype of like an Italian American, it kind of would be that way, like someone's like a mama's boy kind of thing. But now that I've been here, I probably would say that in Italy that's not necessarily true, but I would probably still think that about like Italian Americans, so people who are have like Italian heritage in America, not necessarily like, I don't know, I didn't know anyone who's like from Italy and speaks Italian in America, but now that I've been here, I probably would say that here I haven't seen that, but I'm in Italy, if that makes sense.
In your opinion, is it true or false Italians are crazy drivers?
Well, I live in Maryland, which is, like, I live in a suburban area, so it's, like, more, like, where people live. So, where I'm from, the driving's not super crazy, because it's just, like, in a neighborhood. But I go to school in New York, and so the drivers are pretty crazy there. But I would say that here, the driving that I've seen has been kind of crazy. I've definitely almost gotten hit a few times, but that's okay. Like, just like crossing the street or whatever. Like, I'm not super sorry about it. But I don't think it's too different from being in New York City, which people are crazy there too.
What's your favorite feature of Italian people?
My favorite characteristic of the Italian people, now that I've been here for a little while, has been, I think the, like, loud characteristics, because I feel like the Italians are super welcoming when there's new people, and like they easily make you feel at home, which is really nice. So I think that stereotypical louder, more boisterous personality is like a good thing now that I've been here.
What do you think about Italian politicians? Do you know some of them?
To be completely honest, I don't know anything about Italian politicians.
It's sad because you're too young.
Yeah, well, and I've only been here for like 2-ish months, so I haven't really seen anything. And from like an American perspective, generally in America, the only news you hear is about America, because that's like, we very like thinking about ourselves a lot, especially because we have a lot of problems. So we don't really hear about things that happen in other countries, but I definitely should look into it. But yeah, I don't really know.
What's the common name? What's the most common Italian name for you?
Do you know some famous people in Italy?
I'm not gonna lie, last night I looked it up because I was like, I couldn't think of anyone immediately of like who was Italian. But most of the people I found, because I was like, I'm obviously looking in English, were Italian Americans. So I don't really know. There's a lot of actors in America that identify as Italian.
They have Italian origins?
Yeah, I guess.
For example, okay.
I can't think of any of them off the top of my head now.
Robert De Niro?
Yeah, that's really the first one I was thinking of.